Blog Talk Radio. God's morning and welcome to the Purpose of Closures Blog Talk Radio with your host, Cassandra Brand. And it feels so good to be back on track and doing kingdom business. I want to thank you all for coming in and joining, listening, and taking the time early in the morning, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Not to support me, but to hear what God has to say. Now, we have increased airtime to help others with prayer by teaching them how to pray and share the word of God. Also, save lives by leading them into salvation, not condemnation or damnation. So have a pen and paper ready to take notes. Now, this episode is a tribute to Dr. Miles Monroe, and I'll give you a little bit more information about him at the end of this message, should I say, message. And today is how to pray effectively. Now, the reason why I am doing this is because this is what God put in my spirit. I've been in prayer myself. If you notice, I had stopped doing soulish prayers. Even though prayer does work, but this is more effectively. So we're going to listen to what Dr. Miles Monroe has to say about how to pray effectively.
And because prayer, you don't just walk into God's presence. There's a protocol you have to go through. And I did research in the Bible to study God's requirements to enter his presence. And sometimes we think that it's just the blood of Jesus. It's not. There's protocols that you must understand how to enter a king's presence to get effective response. I practice prayer daily in my life, and I know how important it is to understand how it works. As a matter of fact, today's teaching is to deal with a question, how to pray. I want to begin with a few statements you want to write down. How valuable is prayer? How important is prayer? The answer is in some statements that I want you to take a look at. Everything God is and has is available to mankind through prayer. It doesn't just happen. It has to come to us through prayer. So if you want access to what God has, which he wants you to have, matter of fact, it was he who says, no good thing will he withhold from anyone who walks uprightly. So all of his good things he wants you to have. But the access you use to get it is prayer. Secondly, there is a principle that I discovered recently, and that's the reason I'm talking about for the past 29 years of my life. Because when I grew up in the churches I grew up in, I never learned how to pray. They used to say, just talk to God. That's not true. Prayer is not just talking to God. I want to correct that today. There's a way to do prayer. And prayer doesn't just happen because you talk. Without prayer, God cannot, and without man, God won't do anything on the earth. And yet man can't get anything done on earth without God. So here's the principle. Without God, man cannot. And without man, God will not. God will not do anything on earth without man, and man can't do anything on earth without God. In other words, prayer is a corporate activity between heaven and earth, and man is God's strategy for prayer. Here's what I discovered. More work is done by prayer than work itself. Martin Luther, who was the famous Catholic priest who instigated the Protestant movement because of his faith that he discovered, said this. He said, "The more work I have to do in the day, the more time I spend in prayer in the morning." What an attitude. "The harder I must work in the day, the longer I pray in the morning," he says. No wonder why he changed the world. No wonder why it was his obedience to God that produced a global movement called Protestants. Because he was in the bowels of prayer. How did Martin Luther King get to this? Martin Luther King, forgive me. It just kind of comes off, doesn't it? How did this wonderful priest, Martin Luther, get to discover the revelations in the book of Romans chapter 1? It was that chapter he was reading, he says, and it exploded in his face, and he went and reported what he discovered to his bishop and got in trouble. Because when you are a man or woman of prayer, God reveals things to you. More work is done by prayer than work itself. Therefore, prayer is the key. Now, to understand prayer, here's some things that you need to know. First of all, the legal authority on earth is in the hands of humans. That means anything on earth that doesn't happen through a human is illegal. That's because, number two, God will never violate his laws that he created, and he will never break his word. God's word was, "Let the man have dominion over the earth." When God makes a law, he himself doesn't violate it. That is why he is called holy. He has integrity. He does not break his own law. And God's law was, humans are going to run the earth and they are going to rule the earth on my behalf. A human is a spirit in a dirt body. So the dirt body is the secret to legal power on earth. I repeat, the dirt body is what? The secret to what? The legal power on earth. That's why the most important thing you possess on earth right now is your physical body. When you lose your body on earth, you leave. Why? Because you become illegal. This is why the scriptures teach, when you are absent from the body, you are immediately present with the Lord. Why? You are no longer legal here. Let me give you a little motivation to pray for healing a little better. When you are physically challenged by any kind of challenge, pain or disease, don't ask God to heal you because you're hurting. Wrong reason. Ask God to heal you or deliver you from it because it is good for him. Lord, heal me because you need this. You know, I was telling you all when I had a little neck problem, a pinched nerve. And I went to the doctor, did all this stuff, and they started taking my money. One day home, looking at this pill cost $90. I said, okay, I got a choice here. Give God my money or keep spending it on this stuff. Your pastor got mad that day. You remember I came and told you I was healed. I told God, look, this body ain't no good to you like this. I have to go. You give me a schedule. You got to send me to go preach. Heal me now. I went to sleep, woke up, and got out of bed. And it was gone. I didn't say heal me so I can feel better. Your body is necessary for God. Let me quote a verse from the book of Corinthians chapter 6. Paul says, as food is for the stomach, and the stomach is made for food, even so the body was made for God, and God, this is the part I couldn't understand, is made for the body. That's in your Bible. How can God be made for a body? Because God made the body just for him. He knew he would need it. Glory, hallelujah. Lift your hand right now and say, Lord, fix your access. Now some of y'all don't know. See, let me tell you why I always just thank God for healing me. I don't wait till I get sick to get healed. Because sometimes when you're sick, it's because it finally showed up. It was there a long time ago. So don't sit there cute. Lift your hands right now and say, Lord, fix your vessel, even from secret disease in my body. Little growths. I can't see yet, feel yet. Heal me now in Jesus' name for your sake. Give him a praise. Hallelujah. You heal me for your sake. Write this down, number three. Nothing will happen on earth without mankind. That's why God wants you to stay close to him. He don't want you to come to him because he wants you in heaven. He wants you to him because he needs you on earth. That's why God becomes very upset when you spend your time, this is the old statement, shucking and jiving, playing games, hanging out in nightclubs, discos, lapping up garbage, wasting your time with people who aren't doing it. He hates that. Why? Because he can't use you and he needs you. God didn't redeem you because he is sorry for you. He redeemed you because he needs you. Hallelujah. I say, some of y'all are supposed to shout right there. You're missing. His redemption was for his sake. Yes. Glory, hallelujah. He redeemed you so he could use your access. Because yes. He gave you the power to influence earth. Write this down. Number four. God cannot interfere in earth without the cooperation of a human. This is why God uses dependency terms when he talks about prayer. He uses conditions when he talks about prayer. He uses words like if, then. If, then. Why? Because if you don't do this, then I can't do that. If you don't do this, then I can't do that. He depends on us to get things done in the earth. Number five, very important. Man holds the power of license on earth. A lot of people got problems with this concept. But that is exactly why our prayers are not answered. Because we got problems with the concept. We believe that God can do anything on earth, anytime, anywhere, to anyone, in any way he feels like. Let me just make another statement. A sovereign God can sovereignly limit his sovereignty to make you sovereign. I'm going to say that slow. Get this CD. A sovereign God has the sovereign power to limit his sovereignty to make you sovereign. God is also sovereign enough to not break his own law. Lord have mercy. It's too deep. God is interesting. God loves you so much, he wants you to share his power. Let them have dominion. Let them feel what it feels like to dominate a territory like I dominate the universe. I want my kids to feel what daddy feels when he's in charge. Okay, let me say something very interesting. This is very important. Do you know that they have so far counted over 580 million planets? Galaxies. A galaxy is is a collection of solar systems. We are only one of them in this solar system. We got 9 planets in our solar system. Every solar system has a sun with planets going around it. They discovered 500 million. Now, when you multiply that, that's billions of planets. Do you know that they have never, ever recorded 2 planets clashing? I want you to follow this now. Follow me carefully, please. Do you know why nothing clashes out there? That's his territory. Oh, Lord, I feel like running. He got his situation all organized. But when you look at what he left in our hands, we ain't doing a good job. So he says, tell you what, let me help y'all. Let me help you bring order to the planet. Give me permission to come in and bring order the way I handle in these planets out here. When you lock God out, collisions take place. When Adam kicked God out of the garden, then God kicked him out of his garden. First result, family on family crime. 2 brothers clashed. 1 was killed. We have not survived it since. Who's killing our young men? Our young men. Who's raping our young women? Our young men. He says, let me in, please. Why? Because you were not designed to live without the designer. The earth is the Lord's. Man's declaration of authority to earth was given to us by God. Let's read Psalm 115, verse 15. Look at this. Read it loud. Psalm 115, verse 15. Read. May you be blessed by the Lord, who? The maker of heaven and earth. Okay, read. The highest heavens is his territory. Okay, no problem. That's in order. But the earth he gave to you. If you don't like what's happening on earth, it is your fault, God says. Stop blaming God about poverty and all the crime. God ain't nothing to do with that. God gave you the responsibility. We are as poor as we make our people. We have as much crime as we allow and train our kids to have. We destroy as many marriages as we want to destroy. We violate our physical laws and destroy our bodies with drugs and all kind of promiscuity and all kind of perversion because we decide that. God don't do that. Can't blame him. What we need is to invite him in. Oh, Lord, we need help. I say, oh, Lord, we need help. Oh, please, look at Mark 11. Jesus was telling us how much power you have on earth. Here's Mark 11 verse 24. Read. Therefore, I tell you, when whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Why did he say you got to ask for it? Why can't God just do it? Here's why. Look at the next Matthew 16, 19. Read. I will give you what? The keys. What do keys do? They open or lock up. They give access or they stop things from happening. I will give you what? The keys of the kingdom of heaven. That means access to heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Write the word bind and loose down, please. The word bind means to stop or to lock up. The word loose means to allow or to open. He says what happens on earth. Notice the word earth at the last verse there. He says whatever happens on earth depends on what you lock up or you open. That means God can't just come and open. He said, no, you have to lock it up, and then I lock it up. You open it, I open it. The power on earth is up to you. Here's the way I put it. God got the power, you got the license. God got the power, you got the permission. God's got the power, you got the access. And if you don't give him access, his power remains in heaven. Very important. You got the power. Here's what I want to say about prayer. Now, please write this down Everyone, write this in your Bible, please, so you can remember what prayer is, so you can do it every day. This is why I pray every day, all day. Number one, this word prayer is an amazing word. The Hebrew word for prayer that's used all through the Bible, and this is one of the most common words used, is this word antikos. And antikos or antiexis, it actually means petition. Very important word. It means to entreat. An authority, entreaty, to actually present a case before a judge, to present a petition to a government. That's what the word prayer means. In other words, in the earliest parchments that they found in the Hebrew language, the oldest writings, they find that this word actually means a petition to a superior. So when you talk about you praying, first there got to be a government, then there got to be constitutional laws, so you can have a petition. You can't petition unless there was promises. You can never petition unless there was some rights given. So petition requires the prerequisite of constitutional rights, which means that you can only pray if there is a government who gave you a constitution that has rights in it concerning you. Prayer, therefore, is not a religious activity. Prayer is a governmental activity. Prayer is basically a political act. Petitioning is not a religious act. It is a governmental act. And that's why the word is used in the Hebrew. Antiexis. This word means you must bring petition to the government, the authority. Now, to understand that then, let's take another look at what prayer is. I'm going to give you some definitions to write down. And these ones, I cultivated these over 30 years. These are my results of study and understanding the mind of God and the Bible. Study, study, study. Number one, prayer is earthly license for heavenly interference. Number two, prayer is mankind giving God permission to interfere in earth's affairs. Number three, prayer is heaven's power impacting earth through man's earthly authority. Prayer is heaven's power impacting earth through man's earthly authority. Number four, prayer is mankind. I'm getting a feedback, sir. Y'all got to pay attention back there. Prayer is mankind giving heaven authority to perform God's word on earth. This one is very critical. Prayer is what? Read it for me. Mankind giving heaven authority to perform God's word where? On earth. One more time. Prayer is mankind giving heaven God to perform God's word on earth. In other words, God wants to do what he said on earth. But he cannot perform what he said unless someone gives him permission to do it. You know, the prophet said this, Isaiah. He says, God watches over his word to perform it. In other words, he's constantly waiting for one human somewhere to put his word in their mouth and then tell him, do it. And then now he has permission to perform that word in the earth. Very important. This, therefore, is what prayer is. Prayer is you not coming to God with your words. Prayer is you taking to God his words and then telling him, you can do it through my authority you gave me. This is why Jesus said, the Father judges no man. He has given all authority of judgment to the Son of Man. Because I am a man, he says, God has given me access and I speak only the words of my Father. Remember he said that? I do not say anything of myself, only what my Father says. Why? Because that's all I want. Now, this is why when you have a problem in life, you should never say the problem. I should park right here for 2 weeks and just preach here. Because, see, your tongue is your problem. The worst thing to do in life is to describe what's happening to you. You all better hear me. People ask me all the time, how you doing? I would tell them, I ain't got no problem. They think I'm joking with that. I say that because that's true. I want that to happen. And when I say it, it is. Let the weak say. Why? Because the Lord is my strength and my song, the Bible says. Let the poor say, rich. Why? Because he who was rich became poor so that I could become rich. He said, don't say you broke. Just say, it coming. Hallelujah. The Bible says, by the mouth of the wicked, the city is destroyed. Let me say it again. By the mouth of the wicked, the city is destroyed. I need some more volume, please. He says, but by the words of the righteous, it is established. I sit with a media person. I say, why do y'all keep putting the murder front page big all the time? They say, well, we just report what happens. I said, that's why it keeps happening. If you keep saying something, it's established. Well, you know, we got to be true to journalism. We need some anointed journalism who got vision. Let's speak that the Bahamas is a blessed place. There is no crime. There is peace in our streets. And the young people are behaving. And young people are submitted to adults. And adults are behaving themselves, staying married. Amen. Don't look at me. Say amen. Let me tell you something. Your tongue, the Bible says, has death and life in it. Jesus said, and when you pray, believe what you say. He says, and if you believe what you said, it shall come to pass. So you don't wait till you see it. You say it till you see it. God's word is the only thing he performs. He doesn't perform your description of your problems. I was impressed by the first chapter of the Bible. First three verses. I love it. It's so deep. It says, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Okay, that's what God saw. Some of your life is like that right now. Everything you see is dark. That's why God sent you to this meeting this morning, to listen to your senior pastor, to tell you, stop telling people what you see. But I know how I can make it. I know how I can pay this. And I know what can happen next month. And Lord, they're coming to repossess this. And Lord, because if you just shut your mouth. I'm talking to someone. Prayer is not telling God what's wrong. Prayer is telling him what he promised to fix what's wrong. God saw the darkness. Okay, I mean, it's obvious you broke. Oh, well, that's for me because I'm getting hot right here. See, you stop telling us you ain't feeling good. You know you ain't feeling good. So keep that to yourself. Don't share your bad feelings with everybody. Because what you're doing, you're compounding it. You're giving the devil a lot of work to perform. Hallelujah. God could see. Write this down. Never pray what you see. Pray what you desire. God wanted light. He saw dark. So the next three words says, and God said. Now God saw, but he didn't say what he saw. He said what he desired. That's prayer. You know, Paul says, I've been in many afflictions, but nothing can separate me. Paul had such a positive speech. Paul said, because I believe, therefore I speak. You don't speak what you see. You speak what you believe. Say, neighbor, I coming out. I know what you're in, but say it again. I am coming out. Now say this. He promised me many are the afflictions of the righteous. But my Lord shall. I don't feel like running. Praise God. When they ask you how you're doing, tell them, I am in the shall. I am being delivered. Say it. Say it loud. Stand up on your feet and scream it loud. One more time. Shout it loud. Give God a praise and sit down. Hallelujah. You don't say what you see in prayer. How you doing? I'm being delivered. How your family? Being delivered. How that son, that baby boy? Being delivered. How your marriage? Lord, being delivered. Come on, give God a praise. I'm being delivered. That's the word, Pastor. He is looking for you to give him his word to perform. Prayer is not about complaining. It's about proclaiming. Tell your neighbor, I am strong. Hey boy, kicking knee, say, I'm strong. Next knee, I'm strong. Next time your knee start acting up, just say, I am strong. He said, let the weak say. He didn't say feel, he say say. Oh, glory, God, a big hand. He said, don't wait till you feel it. He said, say it. My back is good. How you doing? My back is good. He said, give me something to work on. Hallelujah. God don't perform bad things. No good thing will he withhold. He don't, Lord, for pain. God said, God performed the pain. The devil said, thank you, I used that. Give me more pain. Palm. The devil performs things too, see? Yeah. You know, this new book they bought out that you all wasted your money on. But the secret? I give you all the secret right there. The whole book is about that. Say positive what you want. They stole that from God and didn't give him credit. Don't buy no secret. You got it in your hand. That book right there in your hand, that's the secret right there. Give God a big praise. No waste your money no more. Tell your neighbor, I feel rich. Shakana murabasate ramukaha. Hallelujah. Say it, I am rich. Don't wait till no money come. Give him something to perform so he can get it to you. I was telling God that I was dead free for years. And it seemed like it was taking long, you know. But I was giving him something to work with. So please don't be jealous of me. And I confess the same thing over this ministry. That we shall be debt free in Jesus' name. So we can build those buildings out there. Tell your neighbor, I am a giver. Let me tell you what your goal should be in life. To just be a giver. Everything you get, you don't need. You hear me? I prophesy, I pray, lift your hand, catch the prophecy, that the day will come in your life when your salary will be what you give away. In the authority of God, I pray. Come on, give God praise. Say it. Let it be unto me just as you have spoken, Lord. That's what Mary told the angel. Mary is a little teenager. Ain't never had no sex. Amen. The man said, but you got her baby. Mary didn't say, well, I feel nothing. And ain't no man, I ain't got no man. So that can't happen. She said, be it unto me just like you have said. Lift your hand right now and say it. Lord, this is your week. Be it unto me just like you have spoken it. This is the day that you have made. I'm going to rejoice every day and be glad. I'm a happy person. See, I'm a happy person. Speak. And he performs. Write this down, please. Why heaven needs your prayer. Look at Matthew 18. Read it aloud. Verse 19. Jesus speaking. Again, I tell you that if two of you, any two of you on earth, on where? Earth. That's important. See, not in heaven. You don't got no power in heaven. On earth, if two of you agree about how many things? Anything, he says. And you ask God to do it. Watch him now. It will be done by my Father. Where's he? In heaven. But he's waiting for you to agree on earth. Before heaven, he could act. The authority's in us. This is my favorite prayer. This, I claim this every time I preach. We agree. Once you agree on something, concerning his will, he can do it on earth.
All right, all right. That was a powerful, powerful teaching message. And I really pray and believe that you did have your pen and paper ready to take notes. And you may have to listen to this again. And if you can, if you got some earphones so it can really penetrate, it's even better. But the fact is the act by faith that you make the effort to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. I have a couple of notes, and I have listened to this at least four times. Every time I listen to it, I learn something different. And I am your host, Cassandra Brand, here at the Purpose of Closure Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to just take a really quick break so you can have a second to digest what God has just poured into your spirit. Welcome, welcome. Welcome back to the Purpose of Closure Blog Talk Radio once again. This is your host, Cassandra Brand. I did write a few notes on that message on how to pray effectively. Like, this is all about prayer, spending time with God in the morning. And I had to put a hawk on it because I just thought it was more to prayer. And as I said before, prayer is just talking to God. But Dr. Miles says that, no, it's not talking to God. There is a protocol. But when you first develop a relationship and you become born again, you're a baby. You're a spiritual baby. But then what he's saying, this is what I got out of it, is you learn that prayer is corporate. It's more effective. It's like when you have a job and you start off at level one. Next thing you know, you're like administrative assistant, then you administration level one, two, then you become an executive assistant, executive administrator. There are certain levels because there are certain levels. There are certain levels of devils as well. So you're going to have to learn how pray more effectively, because you can't just crush or bow down. You know, you have to be strong, and he will definitely give you strength through your prayers and your relationship. It's just like when you first get married, you don't really know, you just grow to know. And like I said, you know, spiritually born again, like they ask, you know, how can I be born again? Do I crawl back up in my mother's womb? No, you're born again spiritually, which now they say that you're awakened. You become awakened. And I would definitely say that I am more awakened, spiritually mature. You know, you become more mature. And you must learn who you really are. And how you learn who you really are is you spend time with God. You read his word. It is like the yellow page or map directory into the kingdom of God. He was talking about corporate as far as government. I had a vision one time about God that gave me the keys to the kingdom. I had no idea. Now that I'm 57, and this is when I was in my 20s, I'm really just now getting it. And that's why the last episodes have pretty much been like, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And he did speak, Dr. Miles did speak on key, what the keys do. It opens or relaxes. So we do have the power, because even in Genesis, let man have dominion on the things of the things on earth. Now, about alignment, you must be in alignment on earth as it is already in heaven. Must be in order. I used to hear that all the time in church. You're out of order. You're out of order. You're out of order. That's error. You must be in alignment on how you do this. You must be in alignment. You must be in alignment with God's word, because he tells you, he gives you the answers to the mystery. But if you in alignment, then you would get a revelation. When you out of alignment, you're not going to get a revelation. Now, how do you do that? You read his word. You read his word. And you read his word, and he teaches you how to pray. You remember when the people asked Jesus, how do we pray? The kingdom is government, just like Dr. Mao said, okay? Like, example, in my family, I have 4 children, 2 grandchildren, and I have a son-in-law, which I consider as my son. He is my son, not consider. He is my son. He's the president because he's married. He's the head of, he's married to his daughter, okay? She's the government. My son is the vice president. I do what I call the mayor. And then we have the council. So we have our own little family order. I'm just using this as a scenario, okay? But I just have a few announcements here. Let's see here. Okay. Now, if you're interested in advertising your ministry or business, contact me at purposeclosure@gmail.com. You may order my books, Purpose of My Closure, or purchase them on Amazon. Latest book is 10 Wrong Reasons to Get Married. Now, that was just a little announcement, but I also want to share with you that Dr. Miles Monroe has, I can't even count. He has so many books. And what really drew me is that a lot of them is on purpose. And that's what about purpose. That's the word that God had given me. And while I'm here on earth, I want to be obedient. I am being obedient. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be called and chosen. Also, I wanted to share some affirmations that you can speak. Only thing you do, you listen in and you repeat them. Okay? And also, I encourage you to listen to this again. Like I said, get you some earphones and let it marinate in your spirit, because everything you need is already in you. And how do you manifest that? Is through praying effectively. This is the first episode on prayer. Our next episode is going to be how to position
yourself for prayer. So stay tuned. Please follow the blog radio. Just push that follow button because we want to build our community. We want to build our community. We are already in several different countries, not just United States. Also, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm out there on social media, just working on lining everything up because as well, I've been in transition and I am being delivered. So once again, thanks for listening in. Really appreciate you. We're going to do a few little affirmations and we're going to end this episode with peace, love, happiness. Have a very blessed and productive
day. It's time
day.
To create your reality. It's time to consciously choose the life you desire. And it all begins by what you think. Your thoughts create your reality. If you want change in your life, it begins by changing your thoughts. And in changing your thoughts, you are shifting or shedding old ways and moving into a new reality. Use these affirmations to begin to program your subconscious mind. By listening to them entering your conscious mind, you will begin to imprint your subconscious mind. And not necessarily asking how change will occur, but rather just allowing, trusting, letting go, and allow your new thoughts to be born when divine timing is called. Listen to these affirmations for 30 days at any time, preferably as you drift off to sleep, to allow them to enter into your subconscious mind with a greater ease, and simply observe the changes that you will begin to see in your life as they unfold. Be the change that you would like to see in your world. It all starts with you. Many blessings to you of abundance, love, and happiness. I am improving myself on a daily basis. I have the power to change. I take care of myself. I am naturally confident and successful. I am grateful for all I have in my life. I am constantly growing and developing. I use positive self-talk on a daily basis. I believe in me. I love and respect myself. I encourage myself and others. I am fully confident in who I am. pay attention to the good things in my life. I am at peace with who I am. I choose to forgive myself and others. I am respectful to others. I feel confident with who I am. Positive self-talk ensures my independence. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. I create my own reality from my heart and mind. My body is beautiful. I take time to relax before going to bed. I am dreaming my purpose into being right in this very moment. I practice patience each day. I am at peace with myself. I take care of my physical body. I live each day moment to moment. I am the co-creator of my life. I make good decisions each day. I live in a world where I am valued. I have inner peace. I am stress-free. With myself. am a confident person. I live my life with abundance. I believe in myself. It's okay to be me. I respect Mother Nature and divine timing. I am a positive thinker. I accept myself for who I am. I see the world for what it is. I feel comfortable in my own space. I am moving on from my past. Always take the time to wind down at the end of the day. I am on the path to a better future. It's okay to feel all of my feelings. I take 100% responsibility for my life. My mind is focused on creating a better future.